Howdy, friends. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. The theme for today is hay, with an A, which rhymes with pay, which you have to do if you want to play in the cattle game, which won't bring fame but can bring shame and makes you seem lame if you don't have enough and your cows ain't tough and the winter gets rough and there's no way to bluff. When the tractor won't start, it breaks your heart. You thought you were smart, but you're just an old hand who should have planned. But Mother Nature don't understand your need for a break as you work this land. I have raised cane and cussed the rain, pushed and pulled and felt the pain. I have swathed and baled, often failed, didn't strap them down, thought they should have trailed. The challenges faced when need for forage can sure wear off that breakfast porridge. Keeps you from paying off the mortgage, steals the joy if you have a shortage. The cycle don't stop if there's stock around. If you feed in bunks or on the ground, grind it fine, it's all belly bound. There is one truth that I have found, not intended to amaze. It brings me joy on the days I can find a way to stretch nature's ways when the hay stays put and the cows can graze. I'm not sure if the inspiration for that poem came from unloading 7 semi-loads of hay this week or sitting down this morning and doing the math to see if there's enough room on the line of credit to pay for it all, or if I need to sell calves a little sooner than I'd planned. Sometimes it's good to think about what motivates a person, and I guess I could title this My Motivation, because most of what I do, from cutting cedar trees to putting up cross fence, is about growing more grass and keeping the cows feeding themselves as long as possible. The Bible mentions grass quite a few times, so it's something that obviously has been important to people for a long time. In today's society, with less than 2% of our citizens involved in agriculture, it might be a little less clear why the subject came up. But most of the time, when I've noticed grass being mentioned in scriptures, it was an illustration to how short-lived things of this world are, and that our focus should be on what is everlasting, which is a relationship with our Creator. Thanks for tuning in to Homegrown this morning and for giving me a reason to sort through some thoughts. I think I'll wrap up today's show with one that I call Jesus and Johnny and 148. The second most common of the questions folks ask is how I took up this poetry task. Too much time on my hands. Was I striving for fame or just trying to survive this old ranching game? Recently, I gave this question some thought. Many have helped me. Some have helped quite a lot. But the ones that were there when I broke out the gate were Jesus and Johnny and 148. Jesus, I had heard of most all of my life. I was slow trusting him through struggle and strife. I thought that his love was something to earn. In his perfect timing, he allowed me to learn that I was the one that he had made pure. That sin is the curse and Christ is the cure. I never do enough his gift to receive. By dropping my guard, I could finally believe. Johnny Carson had a show on late night TV. That's past my bedtime, so I seldom would see, with the exception of one particular time when Beth woke me up to watch some cowboys that rhyme. Baxter and Waddy, friends, I was impressed. The way the words came alive, I would never have guessed. Why does Johnny get the credit ahead of these men? Because he was the one that invited them in. I was inspired. What more can I say? And as I reflected back on my day, my greatest accomplishment, viewing it now, was selling 148, a fence-crawling cow. I put pen to paper and wrote down a tale of a wandering cow and fences that fail. It wasn't my best, it wasn't my worst. What made the story special was that it was my first. How events make a difference, we don't always know. What makes one wither will make another one grow. But we leave an impression, like pebble and puddle. Ride the ripple or wave, just so forward you muddle. Success can't be measured by the inch or the ounce. If you fall real hard, you can count on a bounce. For the Lord does work in mysterious ways. The chances he gives me truly amazed to visit with folks and share my point of view, but I have to give credit where credit is due. How did I get started? I proudly do state. I thank Jesus and Johnny and 148.